From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Members of Congress are combing through the House's latest health care bill, which was released this afternoon. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports Democratic leaders are trying to round up enough votes to pass the measure on Sunday.
The legislation has a $940 billion price tag and is aimed at expanding health coverage to 32 million people who don't have health insurance, using tax credits and an expansion of Medicaid. Democratic leaders are hoping to win over conservative members of their caucus with new figures from the Congressional Budget Office that show the bill would reduce the federal deficit by $138 billion over 10 years. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer.
This bill is the biggest deficit reduction bill that any member of Congress is going to have the opportunity to vote on.
House Republicans have vowed to do everything they can to stop the bill. Meanwhile, President Obama has postponed a planned Sunday trip to Asia to see the health care battle through. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Washington.
Israel and the U.S. appear to be moving towards an effort to break something of a relationship logjam. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who is currently on a trip to Moscow, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu held talks by phone today. U.S. Mideast envoy George Mitchell is also expected to travel to the region this weekend for meetings with both the Israeli Prime Minister and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. The row between Israel and the U.S. came following an announcement from Israel that it plans to build 1,600 new Jewish homes in the occupied West Bank. A jobs bill approved by the Senate has now received the presidential seal of approval. President Obama today signing a measure that includes some $18 billion in tax breaks while allocating another $20 billion for highway and transit programs. The president says he realized there's more work to do, but he said the bill will help the private sector begin hiring again.
This tax cut will be particularly helpful to small business owners. Many of them are on the fence right now about whether to bring in that extra worker or two, or whether they should hire anyone at all. And this jobs bill should help make their decision that much easier.
The Conference Board's latest economic indicator rose 0.1%. Daniel Carson reports.
The marginal uptick of leading economic indicators doesn't necessarily suggest economic activity will slow down this summer. Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial, blames Mother Nature for February's modest gain. Huge back-to-back snowstorms along the East Coast shut down thousands of businesses.
The weather was atrocious. It pretty much stopped a lot of construction activity. And it also affected the number of hours that people were able to work. If those had not fallen, it would have looked a lot better.
Lowe expects the so-called LEI index will look a lot more robust in March. Only 4 of the index's 10 indicators went up last month, including orders for consumer and non-defense capital goods. But Lowe says those are positive signs of a recovering economy.
On Wall Street, the Dow rose 45 points. This is NPR. Slow but steady improvement in the jobs market, though with more than 8 million jobs lost since the start of the recession, there is still a ways to go. Government announced today first-time claims for unemployment benefits declined by 5,000 last week to 457,000. In a separate report, the government says prices at the consumer level were unchanged in February after rising 0.2% the previous month. Television and film star Fess Parker has died. Parker is best known for playing the role of Walt Disney's Davy Crockett. He was 85, NPR's Sonari Glinton reports.
As far as the frontier on television was concerned, Fess Parker had it pretty much squared away. For a generation, he'll be known for playing legendary frontiersman Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett.
And while he was handling this risky chore, he made himself a legend forevermore. Davy, Davy Crockett, King of the Wild Frontier.
That's Parker with his hit version of the song from his hit TV show. He could sing, act, and even make wine. In 1989, Parker opened the Fess Parker Winery, which became respected in the California wine region as being more than a celebrity vanity project. Parker is survived by his wife, Marcella, of more than 50 years. Fess Parker was 85. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
A blow against protecting the bluefin tuna. Dozens of countries opting to vote against a trade ban at a 175-nation gathering of the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species. Proposal calling for a trade ban to protect the bluefin tuna was rejected by 68 countries. Japan currently imports around 80% of bluefin tuna, where it's considered a major delicacy, with one fish selling for up to $100,000 at market. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.